Our Place, episode 492.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi everyone, welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
Me, Angie.
And for those that are observant, you'll notice that I did the intro this week, the episode number, because Angie's still coughing and sometimes a bit, aren't you?
Well, they don't know about it.
Oh, they don't know about that yet? Well,
except people I've spoken to.
We will come on to that one.
It's why we didn't do a podcast last week. I couldn't hardly speak for coughing.
Yeah, we didn't do one because, I mean, and Angie was really poorly last Saturday, but we'll come on to that really. When we get on to it. Anyway.
I could have sat and done a podcast, though, but if I hadn't been coughing my head off.
Yeah.
Even then, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Anyway, how are you all doing? I think we're doing all right, aren't we, Angie?
Yep.
I think we are. What's new? Not a lot, really.
So it's 2 weeks. Well, nothing the weekend. We didn't do.
We didn't do anything the weekend before last.
Nothing interesting happened until Monday, actually. And then I went up to Moorfields.
Yep, you went up to Moorfields.
Down to Moorfields? I don't know.
That was on the 30th, wasn't it? Down south, I suppose. So down to Moorfields.
Is it? Oh, I don't know.
On the 30th, you went to Moorfields, didn't you? January.
Yeah.
And tell us about that.
Well, so the doctor saw. Well, there was a nurse that sees you first. I don't know why she had to see me again, because when I was in the first time, and they see if you can see things or whatever, this, that and the other.
Mm.
And why she had to see me a second time, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's beside the point. So I saw the doctor, and we discussed about our operation to lift my lid, because as I said on an earlier podcast, the lens they tried didn't work, because that was the first thing to try.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously that's the least hassle to me or anyone else, I guess, if you can get a lens in. The least invasive, isn't it, I suppose?
Indeed, yep.
Well, yep. That's the right word. The least...
well, invasive is the right word.
It is the right word, although having a lens stuck in your eye is invasive, isn't it?
Yeah.
People do that all the time. But anyway, a contact lens of a special kind. But they couldn't even get it in, as I said on a previous podcast.
Mm.
So... we discussed that, and we've agreed that what they're going to do is to try to put a special stitch in to stitch my lid to my brow, so that as I lift my brow, it opens the lid, and so when I relax my brow, it'll, you know, so basically when I close my eyes at night, it'll protect my eye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was. Most of the methods he said wouldn't work. There were two options that would have worked. One would mean taking a bit out of my leg to, I'm not quite sure what exactly to do, to strengthen it or whatever. So the muscle's no use at all.
Yeah. So I suppose it'd be like a skin graft, wouldn't it?
That would.
That option.
But he said he prefers to try the stitch. He wants to try the stitch. He said there is a risk of infection or the stitch could come out.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what they want to try.
Mm.
Of course, I don't know when yet.
We don't know when.
But
no.
Then I had to have a pre-check, as they call it, to see how healthy you are. You know, they take your blood pressure. Blood sugar, I didn't like that. That was not a nice experience. It's very quick, but it's not very pleasant. I don't like it.
Mm.
And things like that. And, you know, then they wanted me to have an ultrasound on my eye.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to see if there was any other damage.
Right.
Well, while I was there, you know.
And there wasn't?
We don't know. I don't know the answer to that yet.
Right, okay. Yeah.
So, basically, that was it.
So, next time you go, you will know the result of the ultra scan and...
Well, they'll probably send a letter to the doctor and I'll get a copy.
Yeah.
To the Canterbury Way Centre.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I didn't get notes on the ultrasound. I've got other notes. I haven't even looked at them yet.
No, we haven't.
Looked through them yet. We were going to have a look at some of it last Saturday, but I felt so poorly. We'll come on to that later. But anyway, then my mother-in-law and I went into Costa Coffee, because there's one actually on the floor where the main clinic is that I went. Well, I call it the main clinic. I suppose it is.
Mm.
Where I started off.
Yeah.
And had a nice coffee and had a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Because I suggested it, because I said, you know, let's do it here. Let's not go looking. Because she said, the trouble is the places on the way back to the station, unless you go looking somewhere else, or at the station, is you've got to stand and eat.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, oh, well, let's do it here then, you know.
Yeah.
Because she hadn't been very well either prior to that, had she?
No, no.
So, yeah, so yeah, anyway, so then we came home and Bob, your uncle, was back home about 3 o'clock, I suppose.
Yeah.
So yeah. That was it. And then I was coming down with a cold, I realised by... I'd been sneezing on the way on Monday morning and I thought nothing of it. But as my symptoms didn't go away, I thought, I'm coming down with a cold, aren't I? But it was obvious by Monday night that I'd got a cold, really. But
Emma had a cold, didn't she?
She'd already got it.
She'd already had one.
I think I've come off lightly compared to Emma.
Hmm. Yeah.
She does sound a bit better now, but she was days ahead of me and still didn't really sound right with it.
Hmm.
And it got worse. By Friday, I really wasn't feeling very too good. Saturday, I really wasn't. I lost my appetite. I lost all my taste and smell, which is not unusual for me. That normally happens.
Yeah.
After Saturday was the worst. After that, I did feel quite, you know, I was getting better. But really, yesterday and from then on was the best.
Hmm.
The only thing I will say is, the woolly headedness that I get from it, all where you'd get all catarrh and that blocked and all and everything, I suppose. I still feel a little bit woolly headed.
Yeah. And you're still a bit chesty.
Oh,
aren't you?
I'm still coughing a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm trying these new. I wanted the pastel version because I think that's. I can't overdose on that. The Bronco stop they've been advertising on telly.
Hmm. And what do you think of those?
They're all right, actually. They taste quite nice when you get used to them.
Hmm.
I didn't like the aftertaste for a while, but I got used to them now.
Yeah.
They're all right. They do help at the time, but all cough medicine can really do is relieve it, can't it? It doesn't cure. You don't cure a cough,
no.
Do you?
No.
I don't think you do you?
I don't think so, no.
They just go away when they feel like it.
Yeah.
And I've still been coughing quite a bit this morning. Overnight, last night it was great. I didn't cough in the night. It's the only night I haven't since having this.
Mm.
Because I started with a cough, was it Friday night, really, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Serious cough, anyway.
Yeah.
Violent, very violent coughing it was, you know?
Yeah. So, last Saturday, we spent most of the afternoon just playing music, didn't we?
Last Saturday, I don't remember much. That was Sunday, we played music.
Music we played, yeah.
I don't know what Sunday. We did Saturday.
I think that was also music.
It must have been. I don't remember much about that.
I can't remember.
Saturday night, we did music.
Yeah.
Didn't do very much at all last Saturday, as little as I could get away with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm feeling much better. I've got my taste and smell mostly back.
Mm.
But still blocked, as you might be hearing. I know I'm talking now, but I said, don't want the episode announced with my voice. Feeling fussy today.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm chatting now, but that's...
Yeah, you could have done it, probably.
I know, but... Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
So that's it for last week, and now this week, well, not a lot, really, is it?
Not a lot this week, just work and... More work and...
Other than us having colds.
Wednesday I went out to Torch Trust, their holiday retreat. They had a tech week there. Nice to see everyone there. Mike Townsend and his wife, I believe, is Yvonne. And nice to see the people I saw there a couple of years ago, some of them. And we had a good day there. Nice lunch and so on. Sorry about the email on my phone. I forgot to leave it upstairs. but there you go. That was that. We got home, I guess, about 6:30, didn't we, Ange? Just after
yes,
6:30.
Yes, it was, yes.
Yeah. And that was quite a long day out.
I got tea ready for you. I planned it roughly to be ready for you, didn't I?
Yeah. And that was pretty much the week, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah. So... That was me. What did you do Wednesday? Not a lot.
Well, I got up and gave you a coffee, didn't I? Because we got about 4:15 to get you a cup of coffee.
Oh, and you went out, didn't you?
To post something. I wasn't feeling good. I mean, I'd got a headache because it was Wednesday morning.
Mm.
So I actually went back to bed, and I didn't get up till nearly 7:30. I went back to sleep for a little while. And
Then I
did get rid of my headache, thankfully.
Mm. Are we keeping you up, dear?
Yes, sorry. Yeah. the previous week with the cold, all I wanted to do is sleep, really.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, it has lasted some time.
Yeah.
But Emma's has lasted, well, the doctor's saying, because they took Emma's mum, because they were worried, weren't they, about her mum?
There
was nothing wrong, as it turns out. They said the chest's clear, but because she was wheezing, well, so was I rattling away.
Yeah.
So there's nothing they can do. It's viral. It can last up to 3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's nothing you can really do. Nothing to really worry
about. But Emma and I have been walking this week to the post office, haven't we? We haven't been able to walk this week because Emma's had to been running her family around and she's been in a bit later. So instead of going in the morning, we've been going in the afternoon to the post office. We've been walking around. Nice power walk. Did that. Other than that, that's this week, really, isn't it?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feedback. The feedback this week. Feedback came in last week. There's no feedback this week, but last week we had feedback from Rob and Juliet Winter, and they say that they enjoyed your song, Jules, the Gale's song. They said they enjoyed that. They knew you at college, I think. And Rob says I think you knew Juliet, didn't you? And she says she's glad to see you're still singing. And you've got a nice voice and so on. So, keep up the good work, Jules, there. And thank you for submitting the Gale song to the podcast. Nice to have a bit of music on sometimes. So, I think that's it as far as the feedback goes. So, we'll get on to our little featurette, our little demonstration, shall we, Ange?
Yeah.
So, what we got here is a new gadget. I'm just going to get it out of its box. I'm trying to do too many things with too many hands.
You mean not enough hands, don't you?
Not enough hands. Too many things, not enough hands. I've got the recorder balanced on me knee. Right. If I can give you that a second, Ange. Sorry, folks, I'm going to be a bit on the left here, but it's easier to demo like this. So what I'll do is I've got a little device here, which... we talked about last year, didn't we, Angie, in a sense? We talked when we went to Trade Days, didn't we?
Did we mention it?
We mentioned the device as such, the commercial device.
I can't remember if we actually
mentioned it. We went to Trade Days in Birmingham, and we met, among others, we met Talking Products, who manufactured a thing called MicroSpeak. And MicroSpeak was a, and still is, a pocket memo device type of recorder. It has three buttons on the bottom. On the very bottom, it has the on-off switch. It has three buttons, which are previous, play, and next. And then it has a screen display above that. And above that, it has a record button. And when we saw it, it didn't talk. But we were taken by how good the speaker was for its size, weren't we, Ange?
Yes.
So I
know the recordings themselves.
The recording quality is really good as well. And even though it's a microphone, you'll understand what I'm saying. And so I'm going to turn this on, this MicroSpeak.
Ready. Battery high.
And immediately you hear that. That was lovely and clear. When you get it, you get this. When you first press play, you'll get this.
You go.
I know you won't. You'll get this.
0143.
And that's another recording demo. Hang on.
Hello, and thank you for purchasing MicroSpeak, the new digital voice recorder from Talking Products Limited. Please read the enclosed user guide carefully. And
that will give you a basic layout of the device and tell you what you need to do. So I've made a few recordings on here so we can hear this.
You go. And it started.
That's a recording I made over the phone. Now I'm going to delete that. If I press and hold the play button.
Delete file, yes or no?
Two beeps means no. One beep means yes. And you move by pressing the left or the right arrow. That's no. That's yes.
File deleted.
And if I find out what we've got 0, next, 1, 4. That's a phone number that I recorded, just my phone number the other day.
Delete file, yes or no.
So I'm going to make us a recording in a minute. So I'm going to delete that.
File deleted.
So what happens is, when you press record, you have to wait a couple of seconds for the beep. And then once it beeps, I advise giving it about half a second or a second and then start speaking. So if we press the record button, this is a quick recording to show people how the memo recorder works. And hopefully it shouldn't have cut off any of my recording because I gave it about half a second after the beep. So if you press pause, that's two beeps. That tells you it's in pause mode. You press you press pause again to resume it, which is the same as the play button. And that resumes the recording. And if you press record to stop it, you hear this, which is three beeps, which means you've finished the recording and it's saving the file. So if we press play on that, we can hear how clear it is.
This is a quick recording to show people how the memo recorder works. And hopefully it shouldn't have cut off any of my recording because I gave it about half a second after the beep. So if you press pause, and that resumes the recording. And if you press record to stop it, you hear this.
Hello, and thank you.
And of course it's stopped the recording because and gone on to the next track. So I'm going to go back to that one, and I'm going to delete that again, and...
Delete file, yes or no?
That's no, that's yes. It always defaults to no.
File deleted.
And that's that. That is, in a nutshell, the MicroSpeak recorder. It, as I say, it does take a couple of seconds to start recording, and it also is wise to wait a couple of seconds when you finish the recording before you start pressing play. Oh. So that is the recorder. The other things it does is it if it's turned on when you plug it in to charge, it tells you it's charging. It says USB connected and charging. It says charging complete if you leave it on while it's charging. So you know it's done. If you connect to a computer, if you turn it off, when you connect to the computer, if you turn it off, it'll connect to the computer as a drive, and then you can copy the... I'm blowing into the mic today. You can copy the files. You can copy the files down to the computer and back them up. If you turn it on and plug it into a computer, then you can't use it as a drive, but it charges the device. That pretty much is MicroSpeak. It's on our website now, and it's $39.95, excluding VAT. And if you're a blind person, that is exempt, so you only pay the $39.95. So that is MicroSpeak. We like it, don't we, Angie?
Well, it's nice. Yes, I mean it is, and it's nice, and it's a simple enough device, isn't it?
Yeah. There's not a lot else to it. No. It also is an MP3 player, so you can copy MP3s. It won't read the names of the files or anything like that, but it will play them. So you can play MP3s, you can play talking books, you can play music on it. And if you turn it off, it picks up at the beginning of the last track you left it. So it's not a bookmark exactly, but it does pick up at the beginning of the last track you played.
Well, it records in WAV, doesn't it?
It records in WAV in mono at 192 kilobits. So that means that you can get about 24 hours on the 2 gig device.
Is that right?
Yeah. Because they're small wave files because they're mono.
Yes, that's true, actually.
So, about 24 hours, we reckon, on that device. Mm. So that's the MicroSpeak, $39.95. You can buy it from Talking Products and from us. And we're the only two companies that are selling it at the moment. We have a kind of six-month kickstart, so we'll be selling it exclusively with Talking Products until July. And then it will be tendered out to other resellers as well. So that's the demo. I enjoyed it. I'd like to thank Brian of Talking Products for doing the work that I suggested as well on the product. And I think we've made it quite good now, haven't we?
Well, I think it's exciting. We went to see this product and there was no speech at all.
No.
September-ish, wasn't it?
Yep.
But it's now only February.
Yep.
Been very busy on it, haven't they?
Yep, they've been busy on it. And it's now talking. And doing great stuff. And before, what would happen is the delete would work the same, but you just get the screen would say, would you like to delete, yes or no? And you'd have no indication as to whether you was on yes or no. Of course, if you knew that you were on no, you could press right arrow and then enter to delete. But it's just nice to have that bit of reassurance, isn't it?
Well, yeah, because the biggest worry is if you don't want to delete something, isn't it?
Yes.
That's the most serious thing.
Then you would either just press play to cancel, or you would wait for 8 seconds and it would time out. Sorry, 15 seconds and it would time out. That would do that. So I think that's quite exciting, like you say, Ange, that it does talk. It does give you some spoken prompts. And as I say, thanks to Talking Products for that too. Right. I think that's it before I croak now.
I think that
it's going to be a short one this time.
Yeah, I mean, yes, that's fair enough, though.
So, yeah, that's fair enough. It's going to be a short one.
We haven't got a lot of other stuff to say.
No, we haven't.
We've bought a new gadget, but we haven't got it yet. So.
No, we'll talk about that next week, maybe when we've played with it. And
well, we don't need to demo it, because there's already files out there you're allowed to share if people want them. We've already been told that, haven't we?
Yeah.
Share them.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't personally been told, but anyone can share them.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, but so I don't know that it's worth us reinventing the wheel, really.
No, but we'll tell you what we got next week, because I don't want to jinx it.
No.
And it don't come.
We're expecting it Monday, aren't we, really?
Yeah. So, with that, you can contact us at ourplace@comproom.co.uk. You can go to www.ourplace-podcast.info. to find out all about the show notes and with all the links to Talking Products and to where you can purchase MicroSpeak from us, of course. And you can go to you can ask us in an email if you want to join our Dropbox, and then you can contribute files that way. You get your own folder, and then you can just drop MP3s in there when you want them, either for us or for the podcast. So with that, I'm going to say cheerio.
Bye from me.
And, of course, we'll see you, as ever, next time.